The rest of the story. Hiram was a hemophobe. Suffered all of his life from hemophobia. Well, I don't wonder, considering his childhood. Hiram grew up in Georgetown, Ohio. It's about 40 miles southeast of Cincinnati. His mother was a quiet, sensible, religious woman. His father was something else again. A shrewd businessman, an extrovert, a braggart. So Hiram and his dad never did hit it off very well. In fact, it was a real personality clash. Consider the youngster, shy and sensitive, restrained, a loner who rarely played with others his own age. I don't know how much this had to do with that, but Hiram was often teased about his father's pomposity, like the time his dad wrote a pretentious and pointless article for the newspaper all about his trip to Texas, after which the neighborhood boys nicknamed Hiram Tex, and it was embarrassing. I don't know whether I told you about his dad's business. Dad was a tanner. He made leather from animal hides, and Hiram hated tanning. That's easy to understand. Fresh hides come to the tanner looking like an automobile accident, all fatty and bloody, and each hide has to be scraped of these life remnants before it can be cured. And that's a job for a tanner's assistant, which was precisely the job Hiram's dad had chosen for his son. Hiram said, no way. No way was he ever going to scrape the goo off those hides if he could help it. Remember, Hiram suffered from hemophobia. He could not stand the sight of blood, a profound aversion which was to haunt him all of his life. Well, Hiram's father said, all right, the boy didn't have to scrape fresh hides, but one way or another, he was going to make himself useful. Hiram would have to grind the oak bark used in making tannic acid. Well, he did that. And Hiram grew up, though in most ways he remained the same, intelligent, highly unimaginative, gentle, even tender, shy, sensitive, solitary. His self-restraint, often observed as dignity, his apparent prudishness was precisely that. He was unusually modest when it came to nudity, for example. He took all sorts of precautions so that no one would barge in on him while he was taking a bath. He never swore. As far as I've been able to ascertain, he never, ever told a dirty joke. But most significantly, Hiram was a hemophobe. He could not bear the sight of blood. Now, he wasn't afraid of guns, yet he never went hunting. He didn't approve of hunting. He was repulsed by the blood. He never ate fowl. He never ate chicken or turkey and so forth because he said he could never bring himself to eat anything that walked on two legs. Well, that, of course, left him eating nothing but beef, which had to be served burned black so there would never, ever be even the slightest trace of blood. You probably had a very definite picture of Hiram in your mind. You thought you knew him, and yet surely you did not even know that Hiram was his real first name. You always thought of him as a courageous, brave, rugged soldier who emerged from the glory of war to become our commander-in-chief. You never thought him to be a shy, sensitive softy who feared the sight of blood. Yet that's what he was. Now, the history books tell us that General Ulysses S. Grant was a heavy drinker. I mean a problem drinker. I mean an alcoholic. Perhaps now you know why. Because now you know the rest of the story.